Howdy, y'all. You're not listening to Richard Carey. This is Stephen Douglas Whitener. I'm filling in for Richard today. Thanks for joining me on RBN. This is Beyond the Official Narrative. It's Thursday, June the 8th. And as usual, Willem Velderhof is joining me from Barcelona. Richard had some out-of-town guests. Everything's cool, but I just am going to fill in for him today. And how are you, Willem? How am I sounding?
Hey, hi, Stephen.
Great. Hi. Oh, that's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah. It's good to be with you as always. I'm always happy to be with RBN on my Thursday co-host.
Yes, sir.
It's always good to be with American people and people calling in and all this.
Yes, sir.
Reconnection. Yeah, I'm broadcasting from Barcelona. I'm here with my son, which is really precious. We have a really great time. And just enjoying the days and the weather and the degeneration at the same time of society.
Yeah.
With the street, but we have a lot of fun. But it's a special day for me because and a special day for the United States people, American people today, because it's 8 June and it's the... you know, the sad anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty, and I think that needs to be in the broad light of the attention for sure to know
Yes.
who the real enemy is.
Yes, sir, I agree with you. You know, it's like it was, 56 years ago today, I believe. And, you know, that's, we were speaking about this earlier. I mean, this is no accident. You know, that was obviously an attack. You know, always since then, I would say, you know, freedom is slavery, war is peace, and Israel is our greatest ally. After that incident, like with 1984, the way, you know, that's how I viewed it. I try to say it was an accident. There's no way, you know, that for 34 people, it was the end that day. I think there were 34 killed. I don't know if they all died then, but we were talking about this earlier. So you mentioned a documentary that you had seen recently.
Yeah, well, I looked into it again, of course, the USS Liberty. I mean, this is very significant part in U.S. Occupation and history, of course, and just occulted history, because nobody knows about it. Almost nobody knows about what happened over there. But I think it's a very significant and a really good opportunity for people who are still suffering for some savior complex or some Stockholm syndrome, that illusion that the U.S. government has some people who are in there who will change the course of action and who are really doing the good thing. It's just if you see back then in 67 how the government already was corrupted and occupied by the Zionist or factions after the assassination of the Kennedy brothers. I mean, that's not one pill for sure. If you look into it, there's a new documentary being released by a group of people that did an amazing job. It's called Sacrificing Liberty. You can look it up online, and I would just really, if you pay tribute to these people and the people who are worked with this and the sailors back then, just look it up and support it. It's an amazing four-part documentary about the attack on the USS Liberty. It's called sacrificingliberty.com. And then you can watch the documentary online, or you can download it and support the people over there. And then you get a feel of what happened over there. By the way, there's an open mic in the, if I hear it right. Support this initiative and this documentary, and watch it and share it, because it's important for people who still think that there are saviors out there in the political arena today in the United States. Back then, to get a feel of the level of evilness with this attack on the USS Liberty in 67. I mean, it's just...
Let me ask you a question. Do you think LBJ knew about it beforehand? I think McNamara did, from what I've read about it. But, you know, why don't you, what do you think? Do you, how deep did it go? I mean, these guys were flying a huge American flag and, you know, for hours they were there, you know, doing signals intelligence. There was a war going on, and they seems that they wanted to blame it on Egypt. They wanted to make the war escalate even more. I had read that McNamara knew about this beforehand, but I just wonder if you have details that you could share that you've learned. Fill me in there.
Well, I think that LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, was the Zionist agent and a complete aggressive, psychopathic kind of character. Jewish also, in my view, what I read about it, in office, very involved in the assassination of Kennedy, and took part of the Greater Israel project. And the USS Liberty was just one of the most top secret spy ships in the world. And I mean, it was sent in there because the Pentagon knew that Israel was ready to attack Arab nations and Egypt. And this was being occulted, but the inner crowd of the U.S. Government, especially led by Johnson, I don't know, McNamara was involved completely with it, because afterwards he talked about it. Maybe he was, I don't know that much of it, but for sure Johnson knew about it, because he gave stand down orders when the USS Liberty was attacked. For sure there were stand down orders clearly being made when Phantom airplanes were taking off from aircraft carriers to support the USS Liberty. They had stand down orders. They returned to the ships because of stand down orders. So I think it was because of Johnson. I don't know the role of McNamara. I haven't looked into this, or I didn't see it, you know, related to this. But for sure, this was a setup from the beginning. It was a setup from the beginning.
Yes.
Really good American people. And if you watch the documentary, all these sailors, people, they really get their words. They get the opportunity to speak out about it. And then you get a feel about the goodness of the United States in the 60s, 70s. And really the so-called healthy patriotism of these kind of people. And they just want to serve and do good. Mm-hmm. And they were just set up there and just let alone. And they were just sitting ducks over there and being attacked by Israeli, just horrific for 17 hours, 24 hours almost, being subjected to attacks, not able to protect themselves with torpedoes, just very deliberate
napalm,
and horrific stuff. And this is the modus operandi of the Israeli terrorist government, because that's what it is, who owns the U.S. government. So it's really worth watching and realizing until the day of today, especially now that there are no saviors in the U.S. government, whether it's Trump or it's other guys or left, right, it doesn't matter. There are no saviors. There's completely occupied territory, this political arena.
I agree that there's no political solution. I mean, and they feed off people being naive and wanting to do good and support. I mean, I was six. I turned seven right after this happened, and I didn't really know about it until later on. You know, I didn't know. It was portrayed as an accident by our media, and the survivors, that they are, there's a place in Arlington. I saw a video of a ceremony that they had there last year, I believe it was. And I don't know. It breaks my heart, man, to see these masters of war still in control and bleeding us dry. You know, I don't want to spend my money on more war over in Ukraine. I was thinking about how horrible that is going too. It's sending people just into the meat grinder, you know, over there in where they blew up that dam. I know I hadn't mentioned that yet, but you know, it's still going on. And this same group is in charge. They just keep sending more and more people to die for profit and money. I mean, it's just, I know it seems kind of obvious, I guess, and but it infuriates me. You know, I don't want to live like that. I don't want these people, bombed and attacked in a quote our name. It's like this is just ridiculous. And NATO is going to have this huge exercise starting the 12th. That's, you know, it's like the biggest one ever. So they just keep ramping it up more and more. And nobody talks about peace. No, it's just more and more war. And why, you know? Well, it really does. It upsets me a lot when I think about it. I have family members that were, you know, vets. And, it breaks people. It really does. My dad and my ex-stepson, and they went through pure hell. I luckily didn't go through all of that, you know, but in the 60s, you could get drafted too. I realized earlier that a lot of people alive who are younger today don't remember the draft, or don't realize that, you know, you didn't have a choice then, and they were just sending everybody into Nam the same way that they're doing this over in Ukraine. It's the same group, you know, and for money. You know, I remember the Pentagon Papers leaked back in the early 70s, and it pointed out that the war was fought for profit, basically. I mean, it detailed that stuff, that pointed out, just kind of like Smedley Butler tried to point out, you know, war's a racket back then. And, they just keep doing it. We're going to stop going along with the racket somehow. I don't know. I don't think we can get stronger than them. It's just, yeah.
Well, yeah, it starts also by realizing who is the real enemy and what can I do? Where put my energy in? You know, a lot of Americans, great people, still think that they can vote their way out of this whole stuff. If you see back then, Lyndon B. Johnson was really like a complete aggressive, psychopathic figure, really criminal, insane kind of guy. But the Zionist agents, for clear, he also kept the United States longer in Vietnam. It was Kennedy who wanted to pull them out. At Vietnam. There are many indications that he wanted to pull them out, even like his brother Robert, who was killed by the same Zionist factions, clearly, want to open up the whole investigation in the killing of his brother, which didn't make any sense. Ridiculous, his Warren Commission. Same with the whole Syron thing with the killing of him. But this is a no-go. We have the CIA did it, the deep state, the whole alternative thing. They talk about it. It's all kosher kind of stuff. They're not talking about who is the real obvious blatant enemy who attacked the United States. And this USS Liberty or the King David Hotel, wars. Who were these people under Clinton, or in Yugoslavia, all these people, who were these people, where they come from, now Blinken. It's all kind of the same obvious blatant
Victoria thing. Newland. Yeah. The same gangsters have been doing it for a while. Yes,
it's the same thing. So it's not so difficult to see it. It's very, it's an elephant in the room, for sure. But it's a sad thing that many people in the United States, they have this patriotic thing, and they have this Second Amendment thing, and that's very precious. I think the American Constitution is one of the only things in the world where people really understand why it was written, by whom, in what spirit, and what it serves for, and for what reasons, and they still have it. So I think that's a really good protection. Until tyranny from outside. So I think you need to guard it, but to think you can vote it out, still people think that Trump is going to do it, or any other insane Zionist operated Muppet is going to save them or going to do the right stuff. You know, that's an idea you have to lose. There's nobody out there, and it's not necessary. That's the good news.
Yeah, we got to just turn our backs on them, I guess. I don't know. Don't comply. Don't go along. I don't know. There's no political solution. That's for sure. And I gave up on government in general a long time ago. But, you know, I try to get involved locally. But voting for somebody, I blame Trump for getting me hooked back in to voting again. I had given up on, political solutions completely after Ron Paul. And I thought, man, there's no way this is going to. But then, he said the right things. You know, he pushed those buttons, he spoke to his base, and then came on Alex Jones too. And it's like, and the speech he made, America first, right? But no, it's not. It's never that. It's this idea of America that they're using to manipulate us with. I think that, you know, it goes pretty deep with how they came over here. And I was,
well, you know, but yeah, Steve, what yeah. you just said, the goodness of America. And if you see, I've seen this documentary, I have this sort of nostalgic connection with the United States. Then this old 60s, 70s, or there's some goodness, real goodness and strong, you know, community kind of thing, patriotist thing, just as some real powerful stuff in it. And we see these people on the USS Liberty, they speak out, these guys, and you see the footage, a lot of footage from the 60s, really worth watching and supporting this Sacrificing Liberty documentary, four-part documentary, and watch it, and you get a feel of the United States, of these people, really like independent, autonomic souls fighting for goodness or serving goodness and have a great community. I mean, it's being destroyed not only by immigration, for sure immigration, but yes. by the same entity, but by also this idea that we have to vote thing and have dependent on some leaders over there. They're all this. There's nothing out there. There's nothing out there. It's all waste of energy. And I hope it's still there. I mean, luckily, I'm really thankful for the Second Amendment and the United States people who really know what was written. And they're still there, you know, being aware of it and ready for it. And it's a blockage. It's really an obstacle for just destroying the whole thing and creating something new.
I think that it has protected some. I mean, but they're still getting away with doing everything, even though if we gave up our weapons willingly, like Canada or Australia and New Zealand did, and they got, you see how they were treated during the pandemic, you know? And it's, yeah, I don't know that, I don't have as much faith in the Constitution since I've learned how it was created so much from Mike Gaddy.
Sure.
It was rotten from the beginning. However, your point's sure. well taken. I agree with you that I think it has.
Sense.
Yeah, it has slowed things down a bit. Yes,
it's common sense. You don't need anybody to understand common sense. Common sense is really, you know, knowing together. That's where the word comes from. That's where the word conscience comes from. It's common sense, knowing together. It's very simple, and able to protect yourself in whatever your way you want, and understanding the natural law principles. You don't need any scriptures or any authority to tell you how to live or rules or laws. That's an illusion, the illusion of authority. It's just common sense. But luckily, the Second Amendment has some spirit, although many people think it's about the Bible or religion. No, it's just common sense. You need to protect yourself in order to protect yourself against tyranny in your own habitat. And that's happening now. But, I mean, here in Europe, we're like sitting ducks, like especially white people. And that's a sad thing.
Yeah,
we lost this concept completely.
That's terrifying to think about. And I have been reading about them blowing up that dam in Ukraine. And that's just, man, come on. I know that things are going to be very intense the next couple of weeks, you know, with that NATO exercise. I wanted to ask you another question, since you were a pilot. Have you heard about this plane crash that happened in Virginia with a private plane that turned around in a 180? I got the break. Maybe answer that when we come back. Thanks.
Sure.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Beyond the Official Narrative. I'm filling in for Richard Carey. My name's Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Richard Thursday co-host, European co-host, Willem Velderhof is on with me. And yeah, I don't know if you had heard about that story or not. Someone had asked me about it, and you being a pilot, I it didn't make sense. I was just going to bring that up if you had, but
Well, you know, I haven't looked into this story, what you mentioned there, this incident. I haven't looked into it. I don't know about it.
Okay, sorry. I should have. That's no problem. It just didn't make sense. Problem. They did a 180 turn around when they were going to come into the Hamptons in a small, like a Learjet, and it was this. I haven't gotten all the details either. It was a billionaire's family, and supposedly there was just this one pilot, and it. I don't know. It just, the story just stinks. You know, a lot of things didn't add up to me.
I'm still aviation obsessed. I love it. So I'm watching all this stuff and see all these incidents, and there are a lot of incidents and crashes and whatever incidents in aviation. I don't know about this one, actually. What I do know, you know, this USS Liberty incident, and that's why I also wanted to refer to it. I was a Green Beret in the Army. I was really fanatically in the Army because of my all accumulated anger from my youth and everything. So I tried to serve for the good thing in the Army. And that's sort of the same thing with USS Liberty. These young guys, I was 18 when I was a Green Beret for 2 years, trying to serve the best thing. And we were in this camarade with the other guys and serving the good stuff and heavy stuff. Luckily, we're not sent out by banker wars, but it's sort of the same thing. And you see this these good guys with the USS Liberty. That's why I'm so much also, you know, connected to this stuff, and it touches me. And I see this goodness of these people and the United States spirit, you know, the soul of it, and people calling in the RBN network with this nostalgic feelings of it. And there needs to be some stand up autonomically in the United States, and also connecting with this Second Amendment for sure. So I'm sorry about it, but I don't know about the incident you were referring to, Stephen, with this crash of these 180 turn. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
sorry.
I was reading also about this dam break in Ukraine. How does that war look over there? I mean, obviously, this is going on. They don't even talk about it here, hardly. It's like all these people are being sent into the meat grinder, and our media just ignores it pretty much. You know, it's just that's what infuriates me, that nobody except for us, people like us who have already, you know, been down the rabbit hole, so to speak, talk about it very much.
It's like a decoy. This whole war is for me, and that's sounds like generating of generalizing stuff. I don't know about it. It's for me too much this info. I don't know about it. I don't know what's happening over there. Of course, it's horrific. Human death, all this suffering, horrific for sure. But this war is definitely being used as a decoy war for all kinds of reasons, to blame it on Ukraine. The whole collapse of the West is being also blamed on the Ukraine war and energy crisis and all that stuff. I don't know. I never see these images on alternative media or mainstream, nothing or whatever. It's just, I don't know about this war. I'm not too much into this. I don't see it as an I don't have much to say about the war in Ukraine.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening. It's just,
well, and it being the anniversary of the Liberty, I was looking into that too. And it just, like you mentioned, that's 56 years ago, and the same people still. You know, we have some callers. Would you let's take a call? Have Patrick in Texas. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Patrick.
Thanks, Stephen.
Wilhelm,
y'all guys are really hitting on all cylinders. They're really good. Speaking about the Liberty, I called into a talk show there, one of y'all's compadres there, and I call him Israeli News Live. He always has the Israeli News Live on this channel. And I confronted him, you know, first I started off, you know, about Major George's diaries, how the Russians had, you know, had access to our treasury plates, and they had 100 divisions courtesy of the United States of America. And he says, well, what do you guys think of it, the Israeli guys? They all know the Russians, they had to pick up the weapons of the people that, you know, in front of them had died. But that's malarkey. They were so well-financed, they could have might as well just been, you know, all of our stockpiles were being sent over there. Anyway, the one I want to get to is that I ask him, you know, have you ever heard of the USS Liberty? And he says, no, what's that? I said, give me, what's the designator? You know, like a DD-114, you know, like a destroyer, you know. And I said, yeah, man, you don't never heard of the Liberty? You know,
Can you hold on through the break, sir?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Beyond the Official Narrative on RBN. And Patrick, this person that, was this a veteran who didn't know about the Liberty? You were telling us somebody who had never heard of the ship before the break, sir.
He plays a song, you know, the Green Berets every morning. And he didn't know about Major Jordan's diary. He did not know about the Liberty. And he has always was Israeli News Live and other deep state operatives. I ain't going to get off in his knickers too much, but we got all kinds of people we got to worry about. Somebody was citing Mike Adams. We got people citing Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Bill Still, X-22, James Colbert. All these people are apologists. They're not telling you the truth. Each one of them is lie by omission. You know, and that's what they're doing. So anyway, y'all guys, you stay on it. You know, you're one of the few people that I can really trust. And I'll let y'all go. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks very much for the call, Patrick. Next, I have Paul in California. Paul, hello, sir. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, first thing I want to say, well done, Patrick, referencing, plays the Green Beret song every morning. Yeah, I think nicely. Shall we say, describe. Contribution I'll make, it's worth knowing this, I suppose, talking about the Liberty. I don't know if you were aware, Stephen, or you, Wilhelm, that two of the pilots involved, the Israeli pilots, were trained and served in the U.S. military, and one of them was an American citizen. Dual citizen, but... So just imagine that. Imagine, you know, being an American citizen in the U.S. military, received your flight training and served, and then, of course, you know, subsequently went to join the the Israeli military. I guess it's, I suppose it's their right, if you wanted to say that. And they attacked Americans. And as has been disclosed, you know, this whole idea about the they didn't know. No, there's been, you know, released transcripts. They've been circulating around for quite a while that they knew and we knew that they knew because we intercepted. That was one of the things that we did back then. We still do it today. We have technology that intercepts wireless traffic and decodes it and reads it. So they knew that they were attacking Americans, and they continued the attack because they were told to do so, and our government knew that that's what took place. So that's the kind of situation we have here. That's the situation we have back then, and I think it could be argued it's much worse now. So you're exactly correct. There's no political way out of it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead. No, sir. Please go ahead.
Well, that's a very good point you bring up there, an interesting point, because when I was in the Army, I didn't know as well that I was brainwashed to a certain degree. I was willing to go anywhere to do my job for the good things of, you know, the goodness of things. When I was 18, 19, 20, Green Beret, well-trained, severely trained, and just with a small group of elitist team, you know, left over. Luckily, we were not sent out. So, but this is sort of the same dynamic you get of these people who are being controlled and sent out for the same job. And they don't know what they're doing to a certain degree. But the belief in authority is sort of the same root cause of the problem.
I was told by Mike Gaddy that he was in a thing called an elephant cage and heard the traffic, I'll get more details from him, too. I'm going to be doing the National Intel Report with Mike Gaddy tomorrow night, and then this will be our subject. He has a lot more information than I do. You know, I've just been learning about this, and the anniversary was actually today, and I don't know if people can't see that you know we're being attacked. These dual citizenship, I mean, you can't serve two masters. I mean, come on, that's just, yeah, just it really upsets me a lot. I really don't see any political solution to this either, Paul. I hate to say it, but you know, I think you're right.
I'll just quickly add to it. It's not a question of allegiance to a particular country or nation. I think we pretty much all here on the panel know what nation really actually means, the derivation of it. But we're dealing with an alien race. That's the only way to look at them. And historically, that's what they've been known as in the cultures that they infested. They're an alien race, and there is no way, shape, or form that they can or should be trusted. Period. End of story. And that's the problem. But it can be overcome, and it will be overcome, hopefully, because it's been overcome in the past when nations, when cultures have recognized the reality of what they're dealing with, and they take the necessary and appropriate remedy. But anyway, I thought I would add that. And
if I might bring up something there, Paul, because in Europe, 110 times Jews were being expelled from countries in Europe because they're making problems and to difference of degrees. But the real problem is that white people, not Jewish people, or not from this sort of alien race, whatever concept it is, might be true or not, they are conforming to authority because they are put in place of authority and they are being made important and they can make decisions for other people. I mean, I really think if you leave humanity as it is without authority now, and people do their own stuff without involvement of any authority now, it will be a better world than what we have now and where it will go. People will take care of themselves. So there is some authority problem, and you put people in authority, and a lot of white people are in authority. Shabbos Goy people are the worst people. You know, it's like it's the same thing. They get infected by authority or this thing. So that's another level. It's not an alien people. You know, it's like making this ego inflated, make people important who are not.
Here would here would be a brief reaction. So we can't, there's nothing wrong with authority, or, I mean, I've been known to advocate an authoritarian type of society, but in the main, it's because we're going to rule ourselves. Right now, we're getting ruled by an outside, what historically has always been an outside race and outside people, but we need, you know, we need authority, and it worked very well for the Germans.
Well, we don't need it. I don't need it. I don't want any authority.
I have to agree with you on that one, too, but I also understand your point, too, Paul.
Well,
need authority, Paul? Why do we need authority?
Well, there's first of all, white people can thrive and prosper in just about any form of government because of their nature. So
Look where we are. Look what white people did. And look what we as white people did. Look around you. That's the result of white people obeying to authority.
No. You have it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take issue with this. See, what you're referring to is people that are, shall we say, subservient to their own economic interests for the most part. Okay, people that are loyal to their own race, their own nation. A nation is a race based upon a race, a culture, a form of government. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think that people get confused with these ideas of liberty and tyranny and individual rights and all these sorts of concepts. I'm not a hang on a second. Sorry about that. I'm not opposed. Excuse me. I'm not opposed to individual rights or liberty. That's not the issue.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
So, in order to overcome the situation we have now, if we don't have an organized structure, right? If we don't cooperate with each other,
because of this problem.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Paul, but I don't know how to start with. I mean, we are so disorganized, and like Willem said, I mean, this is what we've done by complying already, and I don't see. Yeah,
look, here's the thing. You guys got to get straight, and believe me, it sounds like there's some confusion here. I don't want to drag this out longer than it needs to be, but those who are less organized will always succumb to those that are more organized. Those that want to be just left alone will always lose to those with a purpose and agenda. Our enemy has a purpose and an agenda, and they're not shy about implementing it. So we get it through our heads that we have to have a purpose and agenda, and we have to be organized, similar to National Socialist Germany, then we're always going to lose and cry about what they're doing to us.
Well, it's
so
too late.
That's clear enough for you guys.
It is way too late. It's way too late.
No, it's never too late. You can say it's too late all you want. You can believe that if you want. It's never too late.
I don't think it's too late. I think it's we're exactly on schedule with certain things, but I have a different perception. I don't believe in any authority to a certain degree. I believe in organization and connecting and just protect yourself and natural law principles. And
guess what?
And freely apply natural law principles. Then I'm free.
Well, that's nice in an all-white society that's not ruled by Jews. But the bottom line is, these people, they do believe in authority, and they're the authority.
Yeah.
You understand that, right?
But it's because whites have subjected, especially in Europe, we don't have a Second Amendment here. We don't have nothing. We're sitting ducks welcoming.
Second Amendment is not the same as an actual weapon.
I know. Whatever it is, but we are just here sitting ducks, and we think, oh, this liberal mindset. It's just, oh, let the they think, oh, it's going to be okay. But we are far past this point of no return, you know, because of this white lack of. You have a problem here. We have an issue here. Let's take according natural law principles, protect ourselves. No, we turn to authority.
I've said on this network so many times, there is no law. I don't understand what people talk about these things. Look at what's happening. The only law that exists, the law of jungle, the law of force and might. The Jews have made abundantly clear they don't care about any form of law.
Jews, also, why Jews just sitting ducks, convenience, have been brainwashed and have been and now see it and don't want to see it and just go along with it to the degree that it's going to collapse, and it's collapsing. It's not because of Jews. Yeah, sure, I agreed with this whole issue, but it's not. It's also look at ourselves. You know, it's a lot of Shabbos guy there who are just following rules, obeying orders, order followers. My family is mostly order followers, and they're not Jewish. You know.
No, I know yeah. They're not Jewish, but the problem is like I said, there's nothing wrong with these principles that you talk about, but that's not the sort of world that we live in, unfortunately. So I'm just looking at reality.
All right.
Anyway, well, I just thought I would contribute about this.
That's good thing. Good stuff.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I really appreciate your contribution. I do have some other callers, and always I'd like to hear your perspective. Next is Daryl in Canada. Daryl.
A good discussion there, a lot of good points. And good points on both sides. I mean, but they all arrive at the same conclusion for the most part anyway. So, yeah, that was good. I didn't know that that one of the pilots was an American. That was good information from Paul about the USS Liberty. I mean, incredible. And there's a, I don't know if it's a transcript. I think it's actual. I think I've heard a tape of one of the Israeli pilots going up there speaking in Hebrew saying, there's an American flag. It's an American ship. And he's told by his superior, no, go, go. Do it anyway. So he did it anyway. I mean, and what plane makes his first target on a ship? The antenna. I mean, you don't do that in a ship attack. You attack the guns, the ammo, the command center, stuff like that. That just goes to show you the old, what's the old Israeli saying there? Mossad, do war by deception type of thing. If that doesn't prove something right there, it never will. I mean, there's a brilliant sailor that got and jerry-rigged an antenna under withering fire to actually finally get a hold of the Americans, and the Sixth Fleet were on their way, I think, or something like that. And then as soon as they got that information, the American government told them, stop, just turn around, like nothing happened, and then it was just like nothing. I mean, but Israel didn't even need to do that. They didn't need to do that. I mean, but it just goes to show you the chutzpah. They knew they could get away with it. They knew they could do anything in the United to the United States or whatever, even the West in general, but especially the United States. So, I mean, it wasn't a shock. I always remember the first thing that was said by Lyndon Baines Johnson. It was either on the November 22nd, 1963, or November 24th or 3rd, when he talked to the Israelis for the first time. He said, this is a paraphrase, but he said something like, a quote like, you lost a great friend in John Kennedy, but with me, you gained a better one. That might say it all, like what Wilhelm was talking about our LBJ before. Go ahead.
I had not heard that before, but yeah, go ahead, Wilhelm.
And if you watch his documentary, Sacrificing Liberty, you can watch it on the website. You can also watch it free on BitChute. That's not right to say, but you can watch it there. There are these episodes, and then you see the details, exactly the details what you're saying, the transcripts and live talking by these pilots, just identifying as an American ship, still going on. Totally what you're saying there, in line with that, just a sort of mockery almost. Also with Israeli Marines with helicopters approaching the ship, laughing, and it's just a sort of mockery aspect almost.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that either, but yeah, not surprising. I mean, and you know, it's the same thing is going on to some degree in Ukraine. The two, it must be amazing, Stephen and Wilhelm, to go through life thinking that, you know, I could do just about pretty much everything I want, and I can always blame the other side, or I can blame somebody else and never have any consequences. I mean, I'm thinking if some dog of a general in West Point got poisoned in his backyard or something like that, or some guy's barbecue blew up in Helsinki or something, they blame the Russians for it. And then there's no investigation. It's just simply the boogeyman. They blame the Russians. No, I'm not a Russian sympathizer or anything, but man, oh man, maybe they do a lot of stuff, but I mean, it just must be so easy to get away with life, go walk through life knowing you can do that. Okay, you got other callers? I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much for the call, sir. Yeah, they act with impunity and have been for quite some time. I agree. It's infuriating. Wilhelm, you'd like to respond to before we go to the next caller?
No.
Okay. Mockery. Yeah, mockery. That They mocked us with 9/11 too. You know, the way they will wear Halloween costumes made out of the twin. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The dancing Israelis. And next, I have Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good day, gentlemen. Stephen, William, Wilhelm. Listen, I want to talk. First off, I want to tell you guys this, okay? There was a guy that said this: the Jews are not a race nor a religion, but they're an attitude, and they are an attitude. That's no for sure. Religiously, they are an attitude. They thought they were the best. They're the Christ killers. They're the ones that put Jesus up on the cross. Now, here's what we got to talk about, okay? And Paul's right. We cannot ever give up. We're not going to give up. We're the majority. There are only 2% of the population here in the United States. Now, look at a good side right now. What's going on? You have this guy, Kennedy Jr., saying that illegal immigration is killing this country, and all these pregnant women at the border are a horrible thing for the United States. Can you believe that's coming out of a Kennedy's mouth? And the guy's running against that bumbling, dirty Irishman. It's one Irishman to another Irishman. Every time we get an Irishman in there, some crap happens with immigration. Kennedy, with Cuba, we got Reagan. He lied about he was going to shut the border off permanently, and there will never be another immigration problem. And then you have this bumbling imbecile Biden allowing us to get invaded, Stephen. So now let's go back to what's going on. The Zog are flooding this country with all these illegals because they are so mad that they got crushed in World War II. The Jews will never allow it, all these billionaire Jews, because they realize that the Christians are the ones to save their ass from annihilation. Am I lying, Stephen? Wilhelm?
No.
I don't know about the Christians trying to save. I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Wilhelm,
religion.
Wilhelm, the Christian men were the fighting force of the United States. 90% of the men who fought in the battlefield and D-Day and all these other battles, all the Battle of the Bulge and all that, they were white Christian men who believed in Jesus Christ. And that's what you got to get to the point of. Okay?
Well, I don't go there.
If they're going to attack you, you're a Jew for Jesus. You're a Jew for Jesus, Wilhelm. That's how you beat them. Because you know what? They don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior of God. They don't believe him.
Well, I don't believe in any Savior. Any Savior out there is, for me, just kind of an illusionary stuff. I'm sorry about it, Tom. I don't buy it.
I've been an ardent Christian.
I come from a Christian family. I've looked into it, and I'm looking differently at it, and that's fine.
Wilhelm, let me ask you this. We have a Supreme Court. They know all those justices that what's going on at the border is illegal. They're allowing it. They're supposed to be a supreme body of judicial people who know what's right and what's wrong, supposedly, when they rule. But they know that this guy is dividing this country. It's an illegal invasion, incursion. An invasion of our country, and they have yet to stand up and say, you should be impeached for your actions. Dereliction of duty to the Constitution, which is Biden. Biden should be arrested for his dereliction of duty. Article 1, Title 8 through 10, Michael Rivero talks about it all the time. And this guy still stands in the White House with the Supreme Court, he's backing him up, and allowing this illegal invasion.
I can't argue with that, Tom. I agree, he is a snake, but, you know, I don't see a political solution either.
Cat.
I mean,
That's who he is. He's a Cheshire cat. He's a rat. And he's a dirty Irish. There's a lot of good Irish, but he's a dirty Irish. And I'm Irish, by the way.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I got a couple more I want to get to before we run out of time, though. I appreciate your calls always, sir. Thanks. And Jim in New Mexico is next. Jim.
Yeah, good afternoon, fellas. Yeah, Tom's a passionate guy. One thing I've been wanting to pass along, Tom, is, you know, when he's referring to black people, to please stop using that politically correct term, African-American, because, you know, he's not really talking about black people when you say African-American, because, you know, I think Elon Musk is from South Africa. There's a lot of white Africans, and if they come here, then they're an African-American. So, you know, please, Tom, when you're referring to Negroes, you know, say Negro or black, you know what they are. But, yeah, you know, getting on, every time, you know, the quote, you know, the same ones every time. But, you know, you're talking about aggression in society and, I mean, authority. You know, as long as you've got these gangs and mobs of hoodlums and low IQ antisocial muds running around rampaging through the country, you know, I think it's nice. I guess, you know, I guess the local militia would be the local authority. But, you know, society needs some thing, some organization to take care of these looting mobs. But then again, that's comes down to an individual. But, you know, when you got a mob coming into your property and you're an individual, you really don't stand that much chance. I don't care what kind of weapon you got. So it would be nice to have some authority of the state that represented the people that would stop them before they got here. But really what I wanted to call about was this dam bursting over there in Ukraine, flooding all these beautiful city, you know, beautiful town. I mean, I've seen some of the architecture that's been flooded by these floodwaters, you know, and who would do something like that? I mean, I know you're trying to take over the world, so, and in fact, it's, like I said, it's the same ones every time, the echo ones, you know, that want to wipe out anything European. You know, what I'm going to say, though, is this reminds me of leading up to another Dresden. They want to firebomb St. Petersburg and Moscow. They want to wipe out these beautiful white people and their culture and their religion. You know, same thing as they did back in 1917. They want to burn that Church of Christ the Savior again, turn it into a whore. That's what this is all about. You know, they don't care about flooding and killing these Slavs, these non-Jews, you know, because, you know, they're not the chosen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It horrifies me what happened. It would be if someone had burst a Hartwell Dam and flooded all the way down to Savannah. It's just, you know, it must be awful living there. I can't disagree with you. I appreciate your call, sir. I do have one more caller I wanted to get to before we run out of time. Anything else you'd like to say, Jim?
Well, just thanks for your time and appreciate your show.
Yes. Thank you very much for calling. Thanks, sir. Yes. And next, Don in Arizona. Don.
Hello. How you doing there? The guy was talking about how so many people blame everything on Russia. I don't know if you've ever heard this guy named Jeff Nyquist. He's on, usually he's on John Moore's show a couple of times a week. He does that. He blames everything bad was because of Russia. And in his theory that he has, the international communist conspiracy, Russia never did change. It was run by the KGB. It's still run by the crypto KGB somehow, in his mind. And, you know, that guy is no good. The reason I don't donate the reason I don't donate any money to RBN is because of Jeff Nyquist is on that show.
Well, thanks very much for the call. I apologize. We ran out of time, folks. Thanks, Willem. Thanks, as always. It's good to hook back up with you again. And stay tuned for National Bugle Radio.
Thanks, Rich. Check sacrificingliberty.com.
Thank you, Willem. I'll check that out.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.